Hi guys, welcome to episode 6 of Success in the City. Today we're going to be talking about friendships in New York City, myths versus reality.
Yes. We were inspired to do this episode because we've been rewatching a lot of our
favorite classic New York City
shows like Seinfeld, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Sex in the City. Oh my gosh, we rewatched this, like, these things. Like,
so
it's crazy.
Times, yeah.
We fucking watch so much TV during the pandemic. And now that we've lived in the city for 5 years, when we watch these sitcoms, like, we're just like, oh my gosh, this is so unrealistic. You know, this is such an unrealistic picture
of New York that
they're painting, right? It's actually so freaking hard to make friends outside of school. Maybe we are awkward or something. I don't know. But everyone agrees with this. It's because I think in this culture, especially in New York, people love to segregate like their like social life from their work life for the most part. So, yeah, it's really hard. And we today wanted to talk about like the unrealistic portrayal of like the friends scene in these sitcoms, and then talk about like how we approach making friends, and then the types of people we actively avoid when we're thinking about friendships.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you have all these sitcoms like Friends, How I Met Your Mother, everyone's friends, Seinfeld also, they're all friends, best friends with their neighbors, right?
Yeah. Like who is your neighbor?
Who does that?
Do
I don't know. Like
know
I've lived in walk-ups, I've lived in doorman buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever known the name of any of my neighbors.
Agreed. I actually knew one of my neighbors, and this was my first apartment at walk-up, and this woman was 80 years old, Anna, and she just made me carry her grocery bags upstairs every single time. So like she would always make like this like old lady small talk with me, so I like had to learn her name, but that's about it. We weren't friends by any means. I mean, she was such a sweet lady, but I'm like, come on lady, you're just using me for my manpower. But yeah, that's about it. I've never actually learned the names of my neighbors. And actually in my culture, neighbors are huge. They're your biggest support system. They pop in all the time. They bring you food. You have coffee with them. And I think it's nice. Like, I would have liked it here, but just knowing how New York works, if that happened, I would be creeped out too.
Yeah.
Because, like, people, I mean, these are usually guys, so they're probably like flirt with me, but like, people do talk to me in the elevator, and I'm just like, what do you want? Like, what's going on? You know, like, don't. I don't want you to know what floor I live in. So it's definitely very unrealistic. Or even meeting people when you're shopping, like Sex and the City, you know, Carrie, the main character. I mean, you guys have to watch Sex and the City. Even dudes, he watches Sex and the City and he likes it. He doesn't want to admit it, but you know,
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a classic.
I only watch it with her, for the record. I never watch it alone, so
I'm fine
with it.
Obviously, the name of the podcast is Success in the City. It comes from Sex and the City. Boom. We love the show. We love the movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in that show, like for instance, the main character Carrie meets Miranda while shopping in Bloomingdale's. Are you kidding me? This will never happen. First of all, everyone's shopping online. Secondly, when you're shopping, like I don't know, maybe it's like a today problem, but everyone has their AirPods in. With the masks too, masks and headphones, people are so unapproachable. How the hell do you ever make friends shopping? Like, that's just so unrealistic.
Yeah, I agree.
It's insane. Or making friends in cafes. I mean, that's probably more likely, but I would say not friends. You're probably more likely to pick up someone in a cafe.
You
know,
like you want to ask someone's
number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go out later or something. I've never made a friend in a cafe though. That seems
I think this is more like a West Coast thing. I don't see
this
happening in New York.
I don't know. Like, people are grumpy in cafes. People are just waiting in line. They can't wait to get the hell out of there.
Right.
They don't just make small talk really. Like, if someone's making small talk with me when I'm in line to get a coffee, like, find it annoying, honestly.
Right, especially if it's like before you had your morning coffee.
Yeah,
you're like
exactly.
Rushing to work. Or like on the weekend, like people go to cafes to get work done, to study, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're kind of like bothering someone when you reach out to them. I don't know. It depends though. Like,
yeah.
I guess like some people look more receptive to that kind of thing or approachable.
I guess so, yeah.
Anyway, like this is just our spiel about like how we think these sitcoms are super unrealistic. I mean, obviously we don't expect life to look like a sitcom, but like, come on, you know, like this is just not even remotely true for New York. But
yeah.
Obviously, you know, that's what's gonna sell. Anyway, but let's talk about how you actually make friends. Like, what worked for you in the city, for instance?
So, right out of college, I worked at a startup, like I've mentioned in some earlier episodes, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we were young, like there were a lot of young people there, like in our, you know, I was in my early 20s, there were a lot of people in their late 20s, early 30s, so we'd hang out a lot.
Right.
You know, we'd go out for drinks after work, we'd have lunch together every day, we'd even hang out, like, I want to say, like, definitely, like, on Friday nights, like, we'd go out as a big group,
nice.
Go to, like, bars, maybe, like, do a big dinner
mm-hmm.
and stuff at a nice restaurant.
So yeah. It's just probably the startup vibe and the culture and the kind of people
yeah,
who
yeah.
work at a startup.
I'm not sure if we ever hung out, like, on a Saturday or Sunday. I don't think so. But we definitely would hang out, you know, like, outside of work, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But once I left, I completely lost touch with them. Like, I tried hanging out once or twice, maybe, but it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, guys, that's the thing with work friendships, though. Like, you, and this is going to be something we talk about, you have to be intentional about keeping
yeah,
in touch.
Definitely.
If you actually, you know, want someone to be your friend or, you know, you want to expand your social circle, right? Like, I think, actually, it's the perfect opportunity to take your friendship to next level when you leave a team or leave a firm. Because now you're no longer on the same team,
yeah,
you can tell
yeah.
each other everything, right? Because like we always hold back a little bit with work people. We don't tell
absolutely,
tell them
absolutely.
Our biggest secrets or something crazy like that. So I guess sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, I think that was a sign that like you guys didn't have that much in common, probably, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. I had the opposite experience, actually. So I started my first job was at this huge bank, and we had, you know, the regular way investment banking training. People from London were here, people from New York, obviously, here. And because I'm, you know, not from New York, I'm not American, I gravitated towards these London people, and they don't really care about work that much. They just want to have a good time. Like, they are not like Americans. Like, they don't care too much to segregate their work life from their social life. So I gravitated towards that. And then I hung out with them all the time. And back then I was like chasing some London guys. You know, like I liked the accent and stuff. And then boom, training is over. I realized, shit, I made no friends from New
yeah.
York. And that was so stupid of me. Sometimes you have to like think a little bit more pragmatically about how you make friends. And I struggled with that. And I felt like a little bit lonely. So I would like talk to my friends who live in the West Coast, friends from high school to college on the phone. And because I was vulnerable about how I felt lonely, you know, they would tell me, oh yeah, you know what? I know this friend of mine is also moving to New York. Why don't you like hit them up? And you know, stuff like that happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I actually ended up taking the initiative. And that's another advice we have for you guys, right? Like, actually reach out to people.
Use your friends that you already have.
Yeah, friends
of friends.
Build
more connections, yeah.
Friends of friends are amazing because, you know, like, you already chose
they're,
the same friend.
They're pre-vetted,
right?
Yes.
Pre-vetted, exactly. They can only be so horrible. I'm kidding. But basically, reach out to people, right? You can't be shy about this. This is New York City. Just like anything in life, nothing is gonna just come to you. So obviously don't like look desperate or be clingy or be like crazy, but you have to reach out to people who are friends of friends. They're always great. You can also meet people through workouts and gym. I think that's the thing. Like, I definitely had class pass buddies that I would go to like certain studios with. These were even people that I was close with from college. So it would be nice, you know, having a workout, hanging, getting something to grab right after. Yeah. So that definitely can turn into something a little bit more serious, like a closer friendship. They would invite me to their birthday parties. Then you meet some of their friends. Everything is a chain reaction. Like, this is not that much different than networking, actually.
Yeah.
For you, like, you met some people, you were friends with some people from work.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Working
so,
up with them.
So after working at the startup, I worked at a big bank. And
we
there,
all did.
Yeah. And there we'd go. I mean, it was crazy. I can't believe I was doing this. But I'd like get in the office at 7 a.m. to go to the gym with like a bunch of people on my floor. And we'd work out for like an hour every single morning, like, you know, Monday through Friday. And, you know, we became friendly. Like, we would talk about like non-work related things. We knew like stuff about each other and, you know, all that. But, you know, that was also like a way for me to like, you know, like build good rapport with the boss and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And kind of, get ahead professionally as well. So I wouldn't say that was necessarily for friends, but
hey, it works out in the end, though.
You know, you kept in touch with some of them.
You get like dinners every once in a while. So
yeah, definitely.
Like, by friends, we don't mean like BFFs. Like, you don't have to be BFFs with everyone. I think I find it very refreshing when I'm a medium level friends, I guess, that I have dinner with once a month. You know, you don't want to see someone every day or the same person every week sometimes. You know, I think you can have all these different levels
of friendships. Yeah,
exactly.
And I have friends that I see, you know, maybe once a year, and it's totally fine. Like, friends from high school, college that don't live in my town.
Yeah.
In New York, I mean, that we used to live together back in high school or in college. And
right.
I see them a couple times a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing is, if you're living in the city, there are a lot of people that maybe you weren't close with in high school or college, but now you can reach out through, you know, either through common friends or through social media or something, like, rekindle these, like, relationships and be closer now. Because, you know, people change, maybe they're a lot cooler now than they were back in high school or something.
Maybe you're cooler.
Or you're cooler, yeah, who knows.
Show them you're cool.
But it's definitely another avenue to you know,
definitely. Like, that was another thing. Like, my school, not a lot of people ended up in New York. Most people ended up in Boston, actually. So that's why I felt kind of alone. And some of my friends, like, ended up going to London, etc. But I actually, you know, reached out to people from my college that I wasn't close with. But I ended up getting very close to them, like, hang out with them, getting brunch with them every week or so. Just because your paths kind of didn't cross during college or high school, you know, doesn't mean you're not gonna have a good friendship now. You know, I think just because people have like a common, common denominator of like having corporate jobs and bosses you hate and like commiserating about the dudes in New York and dating. Like, you can actually, you know, that can spark a friendship. So I think definitely, like, don't dismiss people that you weren't close with. Don't judge a book by their cover.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Another thing, I guess we talked about it, but, like, joining a sports club, class pass, gyms, and being kind of regulars there. Like, if you're going to a studio, go take the class with the same instructor at the same time. I think that's really helpful. Like, I would go to Tone House in the city back when I was like a crazy, you know, workout monkey. I would go to Tone House every Sunday at 10 a.m. period. And then the people are creatures of habit, right? And
yeah, you get to see the same people every time.
Yeah, I would start recognizing their faces, like the staff that worked there, like started adding me like on Instagram. I don't know, like these things are very pleasant. Like, another thing is, like, don't try to be friends with people who are very similar to you necessarily. Like, you can have friends with different kinds of jobs. Like, not everyone has to be in finance. And that can be very refreshing too, right? Like, because if everyone around you talks about finance and stressful, you know, life and like the lack of work-life balance, and they just kind of give you anxiety, like, you know, it's sometimes nice to distance yourself from that and get
definitely
you know, you know, call a friend who does a PhD or something.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing also, like, I hate is when people aren't responsive. I know this is like a super like random thing. We're not like, this is not flowing so well here, but I just hate it when people are kind of like ghosting you or not responsive.
Yeah.
Just be mature about this, right?
And I understand, like, some people are like really disorganized or something, but come on.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Like, if there's a lot going on, I think instead of like ignoring it, a simple, hey, I really can't like hang out, but I will like respond whenever I can, or I'll get back to you.
Yeah, like I had a friend who I was pretty close with. Like, we would hang out, you know, maybe like once a week. We did this for, I don't know, like a year or so. Like, we'd hang out a lot. And then all of a sudden, he just kind of stopped responding to me for no reason whatsoever.
This happened to me too. I'm like, what
no
the
fallout,
hell?
Nothing, you know?
Like, what the hell did just, like, what happened? I don't understand.
I still don't know what happened. So I texted him once, probably, didn't answer.
Yeah.
Texted him again, maybe like a month later, still no answer. Maybe like 4 months after that, he reaches out to me. You know, he's like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like, as if nothing happened. You know,
like, you can't just ignore that big elephant in the room, right?
Yes.
Like, you were ignoring me. Like, if something was going on in your life, like the small courtesy of like explaining yourself. Like, I'm not even asking you to explain yourself, you know, in detail. Like, maybe something private happened with your family. You can just be like, "Hey, actually, so sorry about that. I was going through something and I just couldn't get back to you." But
yeah, like, I have friends that I don't want to hang out with sometimes, but I always respond telling them, "Sorry, you know, I can't
then,
for so and so reason."
Yeah, and then the ball's in your court, so
exactly,
you can like reach out to them to make it up. It's totally okay. Like, we're all mature people. We're all adults here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're not going to get hurt if you don't want to hang out. But I think, like, you know, this applies to dating too. I mean, you can't just ghost someone. It's so disrespectful.
Just be
an adult and just say what it is. And even if you offended someone, like, I had a similar friend that I used to literally, like, we were texting every day. I used to hang out with her like once or twice a week. Mm. We're both in like similar like jobs at big banks, and all of a sudden she got like, this was my high school friend, by the way, living in New York, all of a sudden like she got a roommate who's also from our high school, and like now she had that like friend. She like stopped reaching out to me, but then like I'm guessing that's why, but in the meantime, I was just kind of like going crazy thinking, wait, did I do something to offend her? Like, why isn't she reaching out? But even if you did, if this person is offended by something you said or something you did, but they choose not to even bring it up or clear the air,
that's on them.
Or give you an opportunity to apologize.
Yeah.
They didn't care about you to begin with. So like, we can't deal with stuff like that. I mean, it happens. Like, don't ever take it personally, honestly. I'm a little bit hard on myself when it comes to this. You're a lot more savage when it comes to friendships, because I'm like, wait, what the hell did I do wrong? Because I don't want to wrong people, right? Like, so it's upsetting, but try not to take it personally.
Yeah. Anyway, that gives us a good segue into our next topic for today, which is, you know, four kinds of people to avoid being friends with.
Exactly.
So
okay.
Number one.
Let's just like say all of them, the four, and then we're gonna go
into it. So number one is the drama queen.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Number two is the yes man. Number three is the petty bitch. And number four is the wet blanket.
So I came up with the name, so don't
give
him
all credit for you.
Don't give him shit for saying bitch. But anyway, so number one is obvious, right? The drama queen, he or she always seeks attention. They kind of instigate drama. They can gossip. And I think because of these things, they're not so trustworthy.
Yeah. Nothing that you tell them, everything you tell them, you have to assume will come out, right?
Eventually.
Nothing will be held in confidence. Nothing will be a secret because all of that, you know, juicy information you need to spill and talk to someone about, they're going to use to, you know, feed this drama.
Mm-hmm.
that they need.
I mean, honestly, like, it's part of their personality. It might not, it wouldn't be like bad intentions. Sometimes, like, people just want like confirmation of others, and like they just like do that by getting attention somehow. I don't know. And they can have extreme reactions. That's another thing, like the drama queen. So say you said something upsetting, like they could have an extreme reaction, and like they could just, you know, make, blow everything out of proportion and make it something that it's not. So I don't know, like sometimes, like I think I once I called one of my friends selfish, and she literally like started crying. She's like, oh my gosh, you can't say that to me. Like that just reminds me of what my dad says to me. Clearly had like, you know, some issues, with her dad. But like, listen, like I get that you're sensitive, but come on. Like I just called you selfish because you were acting selfish, and you can explain yourself, but you can't just cry to get out of the situation. Right. So that those extreme reactions, like she would blow up my phone, like messaging me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that, this and that. And I'm just like at work trying to focus, but you can't focus when your phone is blowing up. I mean, even if it's on, you know, silent or something, when you're like just looking at, we're all looking at our phones.
And you know, like a lot of times they also just do this for attention because they're bored. Mm-hmm. Like it's not always even subconscious. Sometimes it's very voluntary. Sometimes they overreact on purpose just because they're bored and they want someone to entertain them.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the drama queen is an absolute no, okay? We're all too old for that. And disclaimer, we've been drama queens too.
Everyone's dramatic sometimes.
That's, yes. Like, we're not saying we're not those things, but if, like, your composition is 50 other kind of personality traits, you know, 5% can be drama queen, okay? So basically, we let you be dramatic, like, every once in a while. Like, I am, you know, I act dramatic every once in a while.
Yeah, me too. Everyone. It's only, you know, human, right?
It's only human, but I think what we're trying to say here is, like, be around people who are actively trying not to be drama queens, right?
Yeah.
That's what our goal is, because we're trying to monitor ourselves to make sure, like, we're not as reactive or something, or we don't come across as drama queens. Just, you know, just be around like rational people. So let's move on to number two, the yes man.
Yeah, the yes man. So I don't want to be friends with people who just agree with me, right? I don't want to be just told what I want to hear all the time. I like it when people tell me that I'm wrong. I'm like it when people tell me, you know, oh, actually, you should do that. Or even, honestly, I like brutal honesty. I like it when people tell me that's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm. That's like, why we like New Yorkers, too.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm, like, we're like this with each other, too, right? We're very brutally honest.
Oh, my gosh. Just now, I was like, your breath smells. Go get a snack. Like, you can't be offended. Come on. Like, you want this to be told. Like, if you had something in your teeth. Right.
You'd want to be told. You don't want to go around the whole day looking like a fool with salad in your front teeth.
Like my boss told me this when I first started my job. I like got my sweet green, my kale salad, and then, you know, it's like my first week, and he was like, oh, you have something in your teeth. And I'm just like, I was like so embarrassed, but I was like, wait, actually, that's really nice that he did that. But like, that's exactly what I mean. Like a yes man just agrees with you, and like, they just kind of tell you what you want to hear, right? Like they don't give you good feedback. They don't really like, and it's unexciting, honestly. Like, it's just like, ugh. Like, you know, bring something to the table, have an opinion, be a little different. Like that's super important to me. Another example, actually overheard on Wall Street, you know, a lot of you guys probably follow him already. You know, he has a very good newsletter. You should subscribe to, by the way. He came to me for feedback, and I was very, very honored. He came to like only like two friends asking for feedback. And I was like, wait, why are you asking me all this? And he was like, oh, you and this other friend, I like the way you guys think, because you actually tell me, like, you know, you tell
honest.
Me
honestly
what you think of something. So many people I asked their opinion, and they were just like, oh, it's good. It's nice. And it's like,
it's like,
you know,
thanks, but that's useless.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Tell me something I can use.
Yeah. Even if it's perfect, like everything has room for improvement,
Nothing's
right? So
perfect.
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, hey, like maybe you can add this and that, you know? So it's just the same idea. Like, you want people to be honest with you and you want people to add value to your life, right? Because of that, you know, you don't want people who just like say yes to everything or they're just, yeah.
And this doesn't always have to do, the yes man isn't always about, you know, criticisms or giving feedback, right? Mm-hmm. This applies to people. Sometimes people just copy you, right? They just have
The mirror men. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I used to have a friend like this, and you know, this is one of the reasons we're no longer friends, but he had no real personality. He just would mirror everything you do because he wanted you to.
It's so freaking annoying.
It's so annoying, and he just wants you to like him. Like he thinks that that's how people like him. But like,
it's like
he would tell me one
Andy
thing.
Bernard
he would tell
The Office.
Exactly, like Andy Bernard from The Office. So good. He would tell me one thing, and then like 5 minutes later, he would tell you the exact opposite. You know, like.
Yeah, and like they
insane.
Do it in public, and
in
I'm
public
like,
too.
Wait, you have to be freaking consistent. Are you kidding me? Even if you have a made-up personality.
Yeah.
If you have a persona, you have to keep it up, guys. You know, you have to like keep track of what you should say to people that doesn't contradict, you know, the other personality you created for someone else. Like that's super annoying.
You know, actually. Like one reason that we were actually talking about before, like it's good to have friends from different like professional careers, from different backgrounds and stuff, because, you know, if everyone that you're friends with has a similar background to you, they'll inadvertently be some yes-manning going on, right? Because you'll have the same opinions on things.
Yeah.
You'll have, if you have the same job, you'll start to think similarly about certain issues. It's nice to get, like, it's like a breath of fresh air when you talk with someone from a different background in a different part of the country doing something completely different from you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, whereas the consulting friends, they're so freaking detail-oriented, it's almost annoying. But I'm like... Hey, I'm glad you're thinking this way because I would have never thought this way. Because I'm in trading, I'm just so pragmatic, right? All I have to do is like be fast, be quick on my feet.
Yeah,
and, you know, when someone has a different style of thinking and they just want to like sort of digest information slowly, ponder, and then come up with like a cleverly put, you know, answer, that's very helpful, right?
Yeah.
We actually practice with each other, like when we have our performance reviews or bonus talks.
Oh yeah.
And that's very helpful because like, I don't know, we're pretty different in terms of like how we think, but then more importantly, how we communicate. And I think like we can, you know, learn something from each other. So we actually practice with each other because sometimes the way you talk, for instance, is like very like,
too no bullshit. Like, I'm very no bullshit and direct.
To the point, and it's like, it comes across as rude, and like, you can't talk to your boss like that, no matter how great you are, right? So, like, I just kind of like help with that. Or, like, the way I talk sometimes, like, I don't know, I always get like super angry, but like, when it comes to talking to my boss, who's, you know, also like British and very proper, I find it very hard to like actually like give feedback or criticism because he's so kind and like so indirect that like I just can't really like, if I'm pissed about something, I can't communicate that. So like you kind of like keep me
in check, right?
In like, check.
I
you're
make
like,
sure
wait, wait.
That you're following through with what
make
your plan
sure you,
is. Make
sure you actually communicate your point. Like you're, you know, like don't get swayed by that.
Yeah.
That's very good. You know, different style friends. Anyway, so let's move on to the third category, the petty bitch. This is just someone who's passive aggressive, just doesn't get over things, they hold a grudge, and come on, who has time for that, right? It's
Seriously, really
frustrating. Because if you have an issue with them, and like, look, friends fight, right? Like, you have disagreements, like you just have to get over things, like, not take things so seriously. And if you have to talk something through with them, it's just not productive because they're passive aggressive, right? They'll take so much longer than they should to get over something.
And this isn't just sensitive, right? Like,
yeah.
You can be sensitive and
totally
and
okay.
still get over things fast, right?
I am. Oh my gosh. I'm so sensitive and I get over things.
You get
like
over things so quickly.
Five
I love
minutes.
It.
This is very good for a boyfriend, right? Like, I'm like the quickest person to forgive. Because I'm just so impatient, and that's, you're very lucky. You're a lucky guy.
I am.
Guy.
I'm the luckiest person in the world.
Oh, wow. We're doing some romance here. Okay, let's stay on
back
topic.
To business.
Petty
yeah.
bitch. Let's talk.
It's counterproductive. Nobody has time to waste on, you know, dealing with this, looking over your shoulder. Oh, is this person okay? Are they still angry at me? Like, what do I have to do?
Or like, you know, even just like when they say something, what do they actually mean?
Exactly. I like it when people are to the point. I don't like this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, just tell me what you're thinking. Don't sugarcoat things. Don't like beat around the bush. Just tell it to me straight.
Exactly. This even happened with us, right? Like when we first started dating, like for instance, if I didn't like some of your behavior, I was like, hey, what the fuck? I hate that, right? Like I gave it to you straight because here, I'm not going to waste my time. If you do that again, like I'm not going to keep seeing you, right? Like we're not going to turn into something serious. And then if I was passive aggressive, first of all, I'd be wasting my time. But then also, you'd be very frustrated because you wouldn't know the exact message I'm trying
exactly,
to give you.
Exactly.
So it's actually lose-lose, guys. Please don't be passive aggressive. And I think passive aggressiveness sometimes mistaken or mixed up with diplomacy. I think that's wrong.
That's wrong too.
Because you know, a lot of rich people or a lot of diplomatic people are also passive aggressive. That's completely wrong. You can be completely proper, nice, and have good etiquette and still be very direct.
I completely agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. Like, okay. Definitely don't be that. Don't be that and stay away from those people. Anyway, let's move on to the last one. That's the wet blanket.
So these are people that are very negative. They basically shit on everything, on all of these ideas, on everything that's going on. They're always contrary and they're always against it. They like to argue with you for the sake of arguing.
Oh my god.
It's horrible. Yeah. Like if you ever watch Seinfeld, this is George Costanza's character.
Is
the perfect example.
Oh my gosh. I love that character though, but like I couldn't be friends with him.
I know,
could
you imagine?
Because like that's my favorite character. That's the character that makes me laugh the most. But are you kidding me? Someone that negative is just, it's too much. And that could be coming from, you know, how they feel about themselves. They're usually very also self-deprecating and stuff. So it could be like their experience, their past, or whatever it may be. But I'm not saying necessarily unfriend these people or cut them off, but definitely keep this energy at a distance, right? If someone is just so negative, you need to keep them, you know, at a distance. You can't deal with that every once in a while. It's just, it gets to you, right? I mean, for instance, like if I'm always having brunch with the five people who hate their jobs and that's all they can talk about, I mean, I'm going to start hating my job and my boss and get annoyed. And these kinds of feelings are contagious, I feel like.
Yeah,
and that gives you anxiety, so... Yeah,
these people make you anxious. These people make you worry about things that you weren't even thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, like I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Exactly.
Why bother? And it's not stuff that's even realistic a lot of the time. A lot of the time it's just...
They're just pessimistic.
Sometimes, I don't know, maybe they even they like it when other people are more like them, more anxious, more like neurotic.
Oh yeah, there are people who like to cause chaos, like my boss is one of them. Like literally everything is going well and he'll just be like, oh my gosh, we have to do this. And then I'm like, oh yeah, like that's easy. And it's like, oh my gosh, but it's not that easy. I'm like, no, we have that information. Like we'll just put it in a PowerPoint. It's like, yeah, but like, you know, like world is falling apart, COVID, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, like, it's okay, you know. And some people are just like that. It's just who they are, and I, you know, and they can't change. Maybe, but I think you can still be friends with them. I want to say, but like, keep that definitely like in check. That energy is just—it's a bit much.
Depends. Yeah, I mean, all of these things, right? You probably have friends that have a little bit of all of these.
Yeah,
qualities.
And we do too. Oh my gosh, you're a red blanket. Like I tell you this all the time, guys. Like. I would get a recruiter message and I'd be like super pumped. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this company has everything I want. And like, I think I'd be a great fit. The recruiter said like the skill set is so crucial. And like, you'll be like shitting on it. It'll be like, but it's in San Francisco. It sucks. Or like, you know, or like something. You'll be like, oh, but it's like this you know, it's a really small company, you know, do they sponsor for your visa or something like that? You know, it's a wet blanket move. I'm not gonna lie, I hate it when you do that, but like at least you're kind of bringing me back to reality, because I also tend to kind of be a daydreamer. I'm like, oh, my dream job, I found it. And you're just like, wait, hold up. It may not be your dream job.
I'm very jaded. I've been through a lot of these like recruiter calls. I know that the majority of them, you know, don't work out. Like, I know how this stuff works. I'm not doing it to, you know, obviously ruin the mood, even though sometimes that's the effect of it, right?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Anyway,
guys, thanks for tuning in this week.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, please follow us on Instagram at successinthecity.ny. And, you know, feel free to DM us any questions. You can also email us your questions at successinthecity.ny@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please, you know, follow us on Spotify, download our episodes, and
soon we will be on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. And the Google Podcast thing.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know if anyone uses Google Podcasts,
but in case you do, we'll be up there soon. We're just waiting for Apple to approve our profile.
If you prefer to listen there, and if you have friends who are strictly on Apple Podcasts, please share us. I think we'll be live there in a week or so. But thank you so much for tuning in. We love the positive confirmation that we're getting.
Thank you so much for that.
As well as the constructive criticism when people are like, hey, I don't even have Spotify. And I'm like, you know what? I'll put it on Apple for you. Like, it was just literally one girl. I want to say it's a girl. She was like, I don't even have Spotify. I like your content. And I was like, I'm doing it. Like, I literally had a half day off on Friday. I was like, yeah, we'll do it. We were stupid. Apple Podcasts is very important, what we were thinking. So you can also give us feedback. We'll take it, and we won't take it personally, and we'll only take it to improve our product, I guess, or whatever this is, our content.
And, you know, keep asking your questions, keep, you know, starting conversations with us. We love to talk to all of you guys and meet you guys, and we do have a Q&A episode coming up soon, where we'll go over, you know, some of the questions that we got and, you know, our answers to that.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. We will have a bonus Q&A episode at the end of every month.
Yes.
So at the end of April, I'm flagging some of you guys' questions. I already interacted with you over the over DM. So, you know, don't think I'm not like thinking about them hard enough. Some of you I ask for follow-up questions, so I want to give a more detailed answer. Sometimes I'm so impatient, I want to help you like right away. I actually send you guys audios, but you already know my voice, so you're probably not taken aback, so it's fine. So I tend to do that. Don't get startled when you see an audio from me. But follow us, email us, DM us. We're actually super happy. It's growing fast.
It is.
This is growing fast. Like, it's good. Thank you so much, guys, and see you next week.